Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Some of the headlines this morning: wastewater in the streets and thousands fleeing the crisis in Gaza. From the New York Times, a battle between Hamas militants and Israeli military has set off a humanitarian catastrophe that is touching nearly every civilian in the enclave. Gaza was already in a dire state, but the war has made it worse, damaging the health and sewage systems, closing schools, and displacing tens of thousands. Meanwhile, President Biden has been increasingly at odds with other Democrats over Israel and has been reluctant to follow a shift by some others toward a tougher stance on Israel, a disconnect highlighted by his visit Tuesday to a region that is home to many Arab Americans, and many lawmakers, including Ms. Tlaib, have been speaking out forcefully.
David, this is really bad news. People are dying. There is tremendous chaos, and eventually it's going to have to be solved. There's going to have to be a period in which everybody comes to their senses and says, this just can't go on. This is terrible. Look, I understand full well that there are reasons that this has occurred. The Israelis have made some mistakes, one of which was obviously the taking of Arab properties and lands, and that seems to have set some of this off. As far as the Palestinians are concerned, this is just one more example of the deep-seated angst that goes on between those two peoples. The left of the Democratic Party is out and saying, you know, you've got to be tougher on Israel. The Israeli groups are saying, you know, this is just one more example of what we've had to face all along, which was never justified. We offered peace in the beginning and they didn't take it. So then you go back to all of the various historical antecedents and it is nothing new. It will have to end because this is just too much for people to take. For the Israelis, they'll keep on bombing, and for the Arabs, they'll just keep on sending missiles towards Israel. And you'll see that sooner or later, somebody is going to have to say, stop it. Now, it's interesting because both Netanyahu and Abbas are people who are in their offices because there is this enmity. If it stopped, if it was over, they might well be out of their offices. But they hold on because of their warlike postures. And it's really awful.
Word that the New York Attorney General's office, Alan, says that it is conducting a now criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump's business empire, expanding what was previously a civil probe. Attorney General Letitia James investigators are working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has been conducting a criminal investigation into Trump and his company, the Trump Organization, for 2 years. The Manhattan DA's office, of course, Cy Vance, the DA, obtained Trump's tax records after a long legal fight in February. New tack here?
Look, this is not good. And the reason it's not good is that Cy Vance's office has been working on it. Letitia James, the state attorney general, has been working on it. And, you know, what we get are these little leaks that it's turned from a civil to a criminal probe. And, yeah, maybe it's important. But you know what? Sooner or later, we're going to have to see some results here. And I think the pressure is and should be on both Letitia James and Cy Vance and saying, okay, you know, if this was a investigation going on into another kind of citizen in the United States, it would be over by now. But these slow leaks and this drip, drip, drip is not doing anybody any good. Now we're hearing it's turning from a civil into a criminal investigation. Give me a break. This is now a matter of their competence, and they're going to be held responsible for what they're doing. Vance is leaving office, and there have been many questions raised about whether or not, you know, he has done the job he ought to be doing where Donald Trump is concerned. Listen, David, I don't have any inside information, but I can tell you this. When you're a gazillionaire or alleged gazillionaire like Trump, you are very assiduous in making friends, talking to the Cuomos, talking to the DAs, talking to everybody else. There is nobody, I think, that hasn't touched. The Republicans, for their parts, are yelling, oh, you know, he's going to run again, and this is all to make him stop doing that. But that's all part of the big lie. Either he did it or he didn't do it. Either he has been complicit in setting up an empire that has been fraudulent on its taxes, or he hasn't. But it's time to find out, and it's time for the people in this country to know what actually happened. It's terribly important.
editorial in the Washington Post this morning. Kevin McCarthy plumbs new depths of political cowardice. Democratic and Republican negotiators agreed last week to create a high-level expert commission with subpoena power to conduct an examination of the January 6th Capitol invasion, one of the lowest moments in U.S. history. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, on Tuesday threw his negotiators under the bus, condemning the compromise and vowing to oppose the bill creating the commission when it comes to a House vote today. This is cowardice distilled.
This is cowardice distilled is correct. And it's more than cowardice. It is really something that needs investigation. We need to talk about. Look, the news columns and everything else are filled with the idea this guy does not want to testify because we know he got on the phone with the President of the United States and he begged him to send the troops in and to do what needed to be done to restore order or at least to tell those people to go home. Well, now McCarthy, of course, is in a bad spot because if he is asked under oath by subpoena to testify as to what the president said to him, if there is such a commission, he's going to be in a tough spot. He doesn't want to do that. He is now tied at the hip with the president. He ran up there to Mar-a-Lago. He professed fealty to the president, and we know what's happened, but he doesn't want it. In the meantime, the question is, how many Republicans have had enough? Their lives potentially were threatened by this mob. We saw those hordes invading the Capitol. The cameras were on. Some of these idiots have said things like, oh, it was just tourists. Oh, yeah, really? How many people have you seen busting windows in and getting in and putting their feet up on the speaker's desk and everything else and carrying nooses around and talking about how it didn't ever really happen? Oh, really? It happened. We all saw it happen. And now we need this commission.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok.